Chapter 1, Part 1. Upon arrival, there were a few moments that held a sense of incarceration. First being the lack of temperature in the room. Even though it was light blue, there was no feeling of atmosphere. It was as if I was standing in a sealed plastic lunch bag or small Tupperware container made especially for vegetables. Not so much for carrots, but for weaker stock, like tomatoes or sliced cucumbers. The area was not very large, but there was also no intellect of a boundary. A person standing here could feel like they might walk on forever, but had knowledge that distance was irrelevant. The second moment was the lack of white noise. Not a moment's rest from the hum of one's own analytical mind could be conjured. If there were limits of electricity, those units had been well insulated or killed, bringing to question the source of the light. All light bulbs gave off white noise at some hearing ability. Maybe I had gone deaf. Immune or ambivalent. Then there was the loss of time. How long had I been standing here thinking about the moments that have distracted me from the only important question? Where am I? Ah, yes, said a voice from all directions. Where are you indeed? Continued the androgynous voice. You might be over there, or here, or maybe under a rock, but definitely not anywhere near the moon. It might be a possibility that you are in one place and your mind another. Let's both think about the latter question and all the possibilities in depth. And get back to each other someday. With a long, chasing silence, the voice was absent. The nothingness was once more a resonant chamber for one. An unavailable location that didn't feel like a prison, but had the same opportunity of overthinking. With nothing to be had, there were only past experiences and the voice. To inhale, exhale, then choke over due to the lack of oxygen and content. The only joy came from the generous light that stagnantly hung as atmosphere rather than beams of color or lack thereof. Shades had conquered sight without eyewear and conjured like a mob of protesters in front of a kneeling recruit. Thick and airy, more than mud, there came a feeling of standing in the middle of a smokestack rather than stuck in bed. Although, this was not the solitude of a dream mixed with lucid cravings for sleep. This moment had energy, poison rushing the body to move on a mental stage that existed in ransom moments that were forced to pay remembrance to a life. A past life, but a life none the same or similar. Left wondering, the question about this candle-lit body flamed and flickered as transient, right past an average long life. Why were the quiet times so forgettable? Why the loudness blind? It is so unearthed to think that we have special moments. Those chips of time genetically linked to family, and those who are fleshly marked in friendship, capable of forging together out of being sticky situations. For how short the seasons of growth grows, do we hesitate in any transition towards the love we have felt for those travelers wrangled in a similar path as our own. Is there room for hesitation or pleasure to calculate the hours we have lived as a branch on a stick that started to grow before we were even an idea? Before the mind could formulate a shadow that would be left to reason out of past, the voice returned to remark, "Mothballs! All of you might be here, but the majority of them are luminaries. If it helps, plant any sorrows you're facing to only the one of them who is physically here. That's why the room is yours without trespassers. Consider yourself on layaway, not quite ready to be purchased, but if everything goes well outside of this room, you might be picked up." Tired of games that rang neutral without being monotone, discomfort tossed like an itch on the neck when the nerves misdiagnosed the irritant as a spider instead of the wind. There could no longer be this peace that hung like unimaginative clouds representing nothingness. Not even a turtle or a ship. It's rigorous to contemplate alone, but to have an invasive voice that interrupts only to add chaos rather than a cup of tea was maddening, not to mention the daring monologue about those that I had loved. How could I simply tone? Now, the location of those had been common, and myself, that had been forgotten. Whatever might be this space, a cloud or dream, and maybe a stroke, tell me one answer. Relative to elevation, where is it that we stand? How high or how low are the conversations of this dialogue? Am I being robbed or gilded into rage through guilty trial? Do we or you, great voice, have any conclusion to the condition of one relationship that might be preceded as cruel guidance? You, if you are a you, sound as a noise of reason, but even the kind fall harem to such mistrust. Tell me, great iceberg, of the cloudy environment, and tell me fast, with little pride or hidden rhyme, why do you appear and then die out of cold? Just as the seasons or a deranged life not certain of their warrant from authority. Is there a reason to disappear under perfect conditions? Or might there be laziness that wins in a prison that lacks air and wind? Are you too innate? Incarcerated in a Ziploc bag that has no movement but only time to push fluttering souls? Capsulated without gravity in a moment that loves nothing but floating the issue? Where weightlessness comes to terms with waiting, only to describe time spent harboring power that is represented without knocking on a door. So I stand, you great voice of the stainless that lingers on while the intrusions of the yesteryears wane as little bits of unanswered heartbreaks. Where are they? Where is my wife? What happened to my dog? Fox? Are my parents okay? Finally, the last question. Oh, great voice. Are my friends doing fine? Who is looking after them? While I stand in this room arguing with myself and you. A voice that is most likely fictional. Where did they go? Where did them go? Those, theirs, ours, yours? How is it that I am alone in a plastic box without any recollection about the arrival? Perplexed, there never came a quick response. Stranded in a stance, the time we are familiar with moved on. People were born, died, did great accomplishments, and ultimately left them behind. In truth, the standing alone was not the worst part, but feeling alone was. The consciousness knew there was more going on in life than what had happened to be here. Unengaged, forgotten, the years of an average life went by. 50 years, to be exact. If there was dust to be collected, there would have been a fine layer in complex forms around what stood in waiting. That might as well be an antique in earthly years, but remained young here. On hold, never looked so good on the charts of a loving spouse. Frozen in thought, my wife had to have gone through her elder times by herself. Not like time existed in this void, or even hair growth to the point. The passing of flesh, purpose, paused to protest any imagery that resembled progression of those stuck in a particular age category. Exactness of nothing made each wondering question land and dissipate on the time that came before. In many ways, this all could have been one order of coffee, and I soon would emerge to the task of clearing the gunk from my eyes, followed by a brisk brushing of the teeth. The only difference is, in my bedroom, there would be my wife, and a few of my teeth in the back are chipped. Running a quick tongue check, my teeth, they felt perfect. Ah, so this is not reality. A simple dream to confuse the night and play tricks on the brain robbed of its sight. With the matter of where and why settled, all there was to do was to find a spot to sit and wait out the vertical rest. Sitting down with no stress from augmentative bones warming, the descent was enjoyable for someone my age. Planted on nothing but lower than previous and still the same forever view, I started to think about the breakfast. Bacon, toast with jam, mushrooms baked with cream cheese in the middle. Yes, I have the mushrooms, and silencing that warm thought in half, the voice that was trying too hard to sound serious came back. You will not have the mushrooms with cream, or the cheese in the middle. You will not have bacon. You will not have toast with jam. You will stand up and forget about breakfast. A little confused, but then the idea that it might be Sunday, and in which case I normally sleep through breakfast and start with lunch. Stand now, said the voice, sitting comfortably, where there really wasn't anything a voice could do to me but be annoying. Sorry, loudspeaker, but your demands are mute to my pleasurable state. A little louder, and with more testosterone, the voice regurgitated the previous two words. Stand now. As I seemed to have time, our dialogue continued, with no wins or repetitions on either side. Towards the end, we were in a great ballet of two stubborn dancers, standing or sitting in a compromising way by present faults. The voice didn't have a body, and I was confused in contempt. Just as water evaporates into the clouds, only to fall back down, the two of us were powerless over the other, described best by a guitar and strings. If I stood, the voice would only stop until I sat back down. Both secretly unwilling to compromise, we played on. At first, this was amusing, comforting, and useful. Every time the voice said to stand up, I would count the time in between. 31 seconds. The voice made a demand every 31 seconds. Now I could keep track of time and effort to figure out the conclusion to this entrapment, helping greatly to block out the tyranny of mortal questions that held my peace hostage. The stand-up clock gave me structure to an unbelievable world that held no edges but spanned only this distance of my arms reaching out. At 5'11", that was not very far. The clock now rang to announce the 5th hour of my protest. Never thought I would hold a sit-in during a dream, but here I was, trying to stick it out. The ultimate voice pushing an unwanted possibility, deserving a demand, the pleasure had now removed itself from the drama, while honestly took quarter in its place. The Tupperware container felt cooler, with a darker shade forming just beyond the nothingness. Stand up grew lower with an obvious increase of vibrancy. The voice had gone far enough as well, and the moment our dual world ended with a loser punishing to the point we had turned into bullies. This banter of back and forth was not playful in recollection, as it was a way to cage awareness of existence. We both simply fought each other through ourselves. Stand up, chimed the fearless monster living with me in the endless now. It had been 14 hours plus the time that went uncounted. 14 hours and then some. I have had no control over my body, not kissed my wife, or knew what it felt like to be on Earth, let alone experiencing cool winter wind just before Thanksgiving while our dog Fox hopped through the woods, acquiring ticks that he would later give to us in bed that night watching a movie. All gone. The only sense left was sight and sound. Outside of that, my memories were given the task to refresh my brain about the human touch, smell, the pain. There I stood as a toy doll in a well-lit box with no price on my packaging. Stand up! Marked the 20th hour of sitting. Quality in this experiment, being asleep, had been ruled out. Coma? Maybe. But why the voice? Why the nothingness? With an understanding condition of being mad at the healthcare system in America, the idea that all of this was brought upon through genetic drugs being pumped into my system while being charged for name branding. Still, until there is a doctor prescribing wine, I'll never boast a complaint. The voice and I went on for 7 more years. At some distant point, we both calmed down and we just went through the motions. The pitch of the noun generously requested as it chimed on with a mocking sensation of air hinting a window pane in another room. Our contempt died and then dried out to an almost pure white. Memories faded, the taste of my wife's lips after eating an orange popsicle. Now, we hung low in a sober celebration of both sides being the victor. What we had won and the cost didn't stand trial on how we felt. The voice and I, invertibly, the same. Both stuck without a body that would evoke change. Yes, I could sit or stand and move through a continuum, but what's the point? So the voice could ring as a child of thunder, or like a hug. But again, what's the point? All this time we spent fighting had come to the conclusion that we were merely distracting each other from what was really going on. Why was I a human stuck in a box with a voice, with a deep breath that wasn't associated to stiffness, considering I'd been sitting for 9 years? I stood up. The voice rang. Stand up! I had already been standing at this point, replying, Look again, my well-calculated friend. It's over. You won. I'm now vertical. A great pause that lasted much longer than 31 seconds reigned some denial over my voice to give in and exist the way the voice wanted. Now, there returned the obvious notion of not knowing how much time was going by, but it felt like it was certain. Years, and in a lot of ways, majority of another lifetime. Then another lifetime, and another. Still standing, but with this time, without interaction from the voice, to break the loneliness, I would spend 80 years standing, and the next sitting. Without the feelings of hunger, my only worries came in as forgetfulness. Each lifetime, I would forget what would pass as spans that were drenched with those that offered family. The love grew smaller, passing each decade. Days became a cleansing ceremony for the precious recollection that made a person smile to themselves in a grocery store as they rediscovered a particular food. The demolition of my past was set. The only thing I could do now was stand in representation of an old, small place, losing one store at a time. Like a mall, my soon mind would be vacant besides the other fewer places. Each person using the indoor air conditioner to get a power walk in before, after, and during a rainstorm. Less popular stores went first, like Chinese apparel, kids' jewelry, a teenage tattoo shop that used to be a vitamin store, prom dresses, 80s pleather furniture, and finally hot pretzels. Leaving only a few coin rides and abandoned vending machines. Even the store where my wife found her wedding ring that didn't need size because we had been destined to be together from day one. Soulmates, or travelers through time, that had always, but no matter what, found the other in any period of history. Oh, the nights we would walk about and talk about who we were in other lives. Pirates that sailed a green ship called Fern after the island we commandeered the boat from that was home to fern farmers. Long nights played a Victrola while drinking illegal whiskey in a speakeasy we built under our home for the two of us, with the exception of the wandering soul or two. Even the times we were poor, lost kids to a plague, even died chasing some useful dream. Her and I did it all, and that all had kept me going through this moment. Now, there was no holding on to any of that. A few more generations stuck in this box while I have her lost memory altogether. Yes, our kids mattered, but they will never be the mother on a pirate ship in the open seas. The last store in the mall just locked their door for the final time. It has now been another estimated 300 years. When I think of somebody, I can only think of me and the voice. I know they might have existed at some point But who cares? It's only me and the bossy clock that matters. Stand up, chimes the keeper. You stand up, I yell, sitting back down from excitement as the count begins again. 1, 2, 30, 1, and we both yell at the same time, stand up, stand up. We have now organized a pattern. Nothing left on my end, and nothing to begin with the voice on their end. We have decided to merge the madness. I stand, they sit, and wait for the jack in the box to arouse movement. I was nothing, and I was everything to that voice in need of me to direct. Friends, everything to that voice in need of me to direct. Again, friends, partners in the nothing that was this never molding moment. After all of this, we were not fighting, but learning each other's language. The voice didn't want to control, but to orchestrate our every movement together as one unit. A family of giving and receiving. And stand up! Yes, I know, completely understood who I am in a perplexed box wrapped in a blue cloth. I'm dead, tucked away under my wife's bed. The voice steadily replied, stand up! I couldn't do much. The psychotic wave of energy had passed with a short feeling of shimmer. Sunshine and orange pills burnt, then landed forgotten in compost that failed to yield in the winter. Most of my life failed to go the way of the harvest in the colder months. Some grasses would grow all the way to the point the earth froze, but that might not even be true. Hopefulness flossed the bank slate that now grabbed the abstract nothingness. A mind will build an effort to keep the other bodily functions working. After all, if I'm sane, there's no room to eat and feel motivated to chase the happy feelings. Only issue is there are no longer the recollections of hanging in the drying barn. The barn that had fallen down years ago and the wood mulched for playgrounds. The only part remaining is the piece of timber that lays 20 feet below a cement slab that holds Walmart in place. Sitting back down while trying to clear the rant that rolled my arms on their mission of flopping around while twitching. One idea had to be cleared. Why was I once again remembering my wife and what makes me think I'm dead? After all, anyone would forget everything at this length of only having themselves and a repetitive voice to communicate with. Some would say that there are stages of emotions when the morgue rotates through the mind as a realistic outcome, alongside going to the grocery store or digging a hole in the garden. At this point, the depression had faded and acceptance in the form of defeat came rolling in with a seize. Who I had been or would have been now was little more than a few stories wrongfully told by new generations trying to piece together their ancestry. Stuck in a waiting room of life while truly forgotten and wondering why anything happened or would happen from here on out. Breathing even slower. At this point, the signs of a warning body became clear. From here, there was nothing to look at but vast nothingness. Nothing to hear but the sound of crisp cotton clothing folding from rare movement. Taste had hitchhiked a ride with smell on the back of the fact that there was no air. Stagnant stature stole hollowed care that snagged a lullaby to caress too willing to die. A few blinks of the eye passed in an hourly manner, only to turn into hours with a few blinks of an eye. After that, moments had concentrated with its victory, with no sense of distinguished individuality. I went blind. The mind was the last to cease function, but went the quietest. A speck of white paint on the giant wall now represented the passing of this continuum. Dialogue that ran flickered in effort to persuade the fire to embrace the future ash would become nothing. It was being the soul, the possibility last connected to humanity. For when there would be only a body sitting, unrepresented to any chemical reaction, there would be hollowed stump left in ultimate space to dry out through eternity. In many ways, explaining how lonely a life some will be dealt is too much to withstand. With that noted, there were three more times I would breathe. The first inhale was to say goodbye to all those who I loved on Earth. The second intake would be to clear my intentions where my wife lived. Last lung expansions went past the pilgrimage to what might be considered religion. Chapter 1.